Welcome to the checkout by Kuro House. Today, we've got some solid updates from retail giants and their latest moves. Let's dive into the news that's shaping the industry right now. First up, Debenhams Group has appointed Richard Vanoli as their new managing director. This comes as the retailer pushes forward with its digital-first strategy, transforming from a high street staple into a major online marketplace. Vanoli, who's been with Debenhams for over 25 years, will focus on expanding the marketplace, strengthening brand partnerships, and investing in technology to boost customer experience. According to Retail Gazette, this leadership change follows strong trading momentum and a recent £40 million fundraise to support growth. It's clear Debenhams is gearing up for its next chapter as a leading online department store. Now, shifting gears to Asda, they've announced an above-inflation pay rise for their retail colleagues. Starting July 5, hourly pay will increase to £13.10 for 110,000 hourly paid staff across Asda Retail and Asda Express. Colleagues working inside the M25 will see even higher rates, rising to £14.35 per hour come July. Retail Times reports this pay award represents an £80 million investment, bringing total retail pay investments since 2021 to £575 million. That's a roughly 40% increase in hourly rates over the past few years, highlighting Asda's commitment to its workforce. Meanwhile, Debenhams continues to impress with its marketplace model, now partnering with over 20,000 brands. This vast network serves millions of customers, making it one of the UK's largest online department stores. The company recently upgraded its full-year adjusted EBITDA guidance from £45 million to £50 million for fiscal year 2026. As Retail Gazette notes, this financial boost underscores the success of Debenhams' digital transformation and marketplace approach. It's a solid example of how legacy brands can reinvent themselves in the digital age. Back to Asda, their Chief People Officer James Goodman emphasized that store-based colleagues are central to their turnaround plan. He expressed gratitude for their hard work and commitment, which is clearly being recognized through these pay rises. Since the acquisition by TDR Capital and the Issa brothers in 2021, hourly rates have climbed from £9.36 to £13.10. This is a significant wage growth in a short period, signaling a strong focus on employee welfare. It's an encouraging move in an industry often criticized for low pay. Finally, looking ahead, Debenhams' new leadership is set to supercharge the brand's growth, according to CEO Dan Finley. Vanoli himself is optimistic, highlighting the brand's 240-year heritage and its evolution into a modern online retailer. He believes the best years are still ahead, building on the momentum the team has created so far. It's a strong statement of confidence in the future of online retail and marketplace innovation. That's all for today's edition of The Checkout. We've seen how established retailers are investing in people and technology to stay competitive. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more updates from the world of AI and retail.